pay before you accept the coffee, right?
In some cases, yeah. Yes, 100%. If there is no trust and you're new and you're just starting, like, it's quite difficult. Very, very. And you're not going to be on top of the list to get the best spot coffee there. You know, so really supply chain management and relationship is super crucial now, like more than ever before.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is episode 4 of a 5-part series where we are talking about the Australian coffee scene right now. And joining me is Nawal Adra. Nawal, we've talked about cafes, we've talked about roasteries, we've talked about B2C and B2B selling. We've talked about how the environment is quite volatile in the Australian coffee industry right now. What role is green coffee playing for roasters right now, given the volatility of pricing and the volatility of supply? What role is that playing in the whole puzzle?
I think it's just, it's adding a lot more anxiety than ever before.
Okay.
I think you really need to be a great planner. Like right now, it's not about, you know, calling whoever you want to buy whatever coffee. Even spot coffee doesn't exist in the same value. It's the same volume that it was before. Like sometimes you might miss out on good coffees a lot more often now
in
than
spot?
Before, especially in spot, you know, because everybody either waiting. It's a waiting game. They can see, you know, like probably a few months ago, sea market dropped. Everybody's like, yeah, it's going to drop even more. I'm going to, you know, hold my position a bit longer and see what happens.
Doesn't work like that anymore.
I mean, it went down back again, but the thing is, you know, it was going to go up again. So it's a real roller coaster ever. And if you really, really didn't understand what supply chain relationship or the word supply chain properly management, I think you get to miss out on a lot of competitiveness to really position yourself in a better situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. We are, you know, one of those things, like one of the small guys who roast with us didn't really sign a contract for Brazil. When he ran out, Brazil was like, you know, $11.50 for spot. You know, it was at $7.50 maybe if he signed it before, or was it $8 before? So it does happen, you know, and it's happening very often. And cash flow is a problem, you know, and nobody these days, you know, will send you a copy without a payment, you know.
Help people understand how that part of the business has shifted, because we used to hear ridiculous things. 30-day, 60-day, 90-day terms. That's evaporating now, right? People are
That's gone.
Pay before you accept the coffee, right?
In some cases, yeah. Yes, 100%. If there is no trust and you're new and you're just starting, like, it's quite difficult. Very, very. And you're not going to be on top of the list to get the best spot coffee there. You know, so really supply chain management and relationship is super crucial now, like more than ever before.
And relationships, you know, right? That's the core of what's going to get you through this crisis.
Yes, very strong relation. And the thing is with supply chain is it's probably the most important competitive advantage you can have as a coffee roaster if you've really done it well. Like if you really build the right relationship with everybody, you know, and you didn't say, I just want to deal with that person and that person alone, because once this person breaks down and you're like starting a new, it's going to be positive because a lot of people want to have newcomers into them, or it could be negative. If you know, you're jumping in or you have a very bad reputation. I mean, who knows, right? It could be either way. So you can see it as a positive thing or as a negative thing.
Can I ask you
there?
Sorry. On relationships, can you say why now more than ever relationships are a game changer for somebody that's in, we're in such a volatile place in our industry right now. Why are the relationships rather than the money the thing that's going to be the game changer?
Well, because relationship is always going to play a long-term, you know, it's not a transactional
exchange.
You know, exchange, give and take, and it's finished. So I'll give you an example. If you have a very good relationship with a green coffee supplier, you can get to a point where they know you really well. They might put coffee on the side just for you and hold it until you cup it, until you try it, until you assess it. And then they'll be like, what do you think? Do you still want it? I put it there for you because I really think this coffee worked for you. I really admire about, you know, all the relationship together. So that is the competitive advantage. This is what's going to put you above a lot of other, you know, roasters who didn't manage to get that far, you know? And that is a very, very important. So like for me, when I, you know, when I have a very good supplier and I kind of consolidate a few things and all that, and I work with them, I feel like I'm a big, big company, but I'm not, because I can call my supplier and I get them to do half of the job. Where I, you know, because I told them what I want, they go and do what they need to do to make it happen, you know, and that is relationship, and that is they trusting that, you know, you're going to buy from them. They're trusting that they're doing the best for you, for themselves. So we all kind of benefiting from, you know, from this transaction or this relationship. So, and I think that's why supply chain is the most important element when it comes to, you know, anything, actually, like not just being coffee roaster. I think, you know, as a cafe owner, as anything in life, the
pastry supplier,
basic supplier, have a great relationship. Everything, you really need to have the best. And you, it's not about price. The thing is, pricing is not the issue. It's having a great relationship. It's what really matter, you know, because you can learn a lot from them. They can help you in many ways, you know, like I've got our packaging supplier, for example, you know, I can buy anything from China. I just put on their container and they just bring it in for like $100.
Right.
You know, while, you know, if you buy any machine direct, they will airship it and cost three times the price of the machine, you know.
Right.
So that is supply chain. This is what it does to your business. This is how it's going to change your, you know, few things that you do, and you can do it more effectively and more efficiently as well, where you don't have to, you know, fork all your resources to do it. They can do most of the job for you.
And even as a consultant, you know, I'm often required to help people choose suppliers, and I'm always asked by producers, Lee, if you know there's any people who are looking for these specific kinds of coffees, if you have any clients that are, you know, people who we should start building relationships with, this is where it makes, like, it ends up benefiting you when you have treated people well. You end up being somebody that other people want to do business with. You know, people speak really well. Your relationships, the quality of your relationships and the values that you move in business with end up reaping rewards more than you may have thought was possible. So people want to prefer to help you grow your business than ever before.
Correct. You know, they really wish you well. And they want it to be in another market. Like some people will offer you, hey, I can help you in another market if you want to go in.
You're the perfect example of that. China, you and China is a really perfect example of how people want to conspire to your success, or even having you here in Dubai. There are a lot of people who now know Stitch Coffee and want Stitch Coffee. And there are a lot of suppliers here that are like, when is Stitch Coffee here? Coming here? How can we help them grow in this market? It's really wonderful to be able to see that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think supply chain is very, very crucial today. to understand really well.
When it comes to the pricing of coffee at the moment, this is a really touchy subject, depending on who you speak to. It's a touchy subject for everybody, but the reason it differs is because some people are saying we can't afford to pay more for coffee, even if we want to pay more for coffee. And producers are saying, if you don't pay more for coffee, we're not going to be able to plant coffee next year or the year after that. There's this tension in the supply chain about this. And right in the middle is the trader. And people are starting to say, well, if we need to reduce the cost of getting this coffee to the person who's going to roast it, we may need to remove the middleman. And what I'm seeing a lot more of is producers saying, I want to build direct relationships with roasters. And then I'm going to get a logistics company to help me make that happen. And perhaps I can work with my roaster through building relationships to make it worth our while. So in the beginning, we can share the risk of that somehow and develop the logistics together and then figure out how we make it easier for each of us if we're able to make this work long term. But that's an investment, right?
Yeah, 100%, of course.
Go ahead.
No, you're finished.
For people who are struggling right now with the tension in pricing as a coffee roaster, what do you have to say with the way that they can approach in bringing relationships back into it? How does somebody approach, and this is a question I get a lot, Lee, I can't afford the price of the coffee that I've been buying for the last 5 years. What can I do?
Yeah, see, that's a very touchy subject because it depends on a lot of your vision, strategy, and, how much you want to keep going with the same values that you started 5 years ago and how far you want to take these values, right? So,
you know that saying? Have you heard that saying? Yeah. Warren Buffett's famous saying, when the tide goes out, that's when you know who's swimming naked.
Yeah, exactly.
The tide's on the way out, folks. Now we're going to see how fucking much your values count.
Yeah, now it's a very important game because, do I stick to my value? Do I not stick to my value? Do I need to survive? Do I need to change? Do I need to do anything? I think you don't have to do a lot of changes to that. I think you shouldn't be, you have to negotiate. Right, to a certain degree. I think negotiation comes
with
also
who? Traders?
Being from with traders or
importers.
Ask the question, right? Mm. Like importers, there's nothing wrong of asking question. Like, how can I make it better? What is it that I can do to do it? In some places, you have to change your origin. Some cases you have to bite the bullet. So you don't have to put pressure on, that particular origin or farm or co-op or whatever, you might want to change that. But personally, I think this all goes down to what is the coffee is used for. The problem is not the single origin. Right? Single origin was never a very big issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
But because we give machine,
it's the cost of doing business. That's the
cost
burden.
Of doing business is what really burning you a lot. And because the blend is the most rotating, product that you have going into your B2B a lot of time. That's why I would say, if you really want to make it, you have to go B2C. You have to start thinking consumer. You have to really, if you want to continue with your value and make it better, you have to think about higher margins. You need to shift. You need to stop looking at how many kilos I'm roasting. Dora, what is my margin? What is my profitability? Where is my, where is my audience? Who do I target? Who do I speak to? Which part of the market segmentation I need to focus on? I think you really need to change your thought process if you really want to maintain your value that you built 5 years ago, because you are in a situation of hardship, especially if you didn't really plan
for this properly moment.
For this moment, then you didn't buy your Brazil when it was, you know, a lot lower than this, and you decided to buy Brazil right now from the same producer, like 11 something, and we're like, damn, you know. You can't, like, it's such a difficult moment to be, you know. It's a very difficult for business because you have so many people rely on you. You've got a lot of payments these days. You've got a lot. You're in a firing line, you know. It's like, mm-hmm. where do you want to, which kind of shield do you want to put on, you know, to which bullet? The thing is, you don't have the same bullet. Otherwise, it's fine. You know, I mean, the bullet is getting stronger and
different. And it's not just bullets anymore, because and the bullets in this analogy is the volatility that's being caused from different things. It's labor, it's pricing, it's climate change, it's logistics, it's geopolitics, it's economics, it's currency conversions. It's so many different things are playing a massive role, and that's just green coffee that we're talking about. That's it. That's just green coffee from one origin, right? And now you've got three or four different origins that you're offering. This is where I think your creativity as a business person is going to be a game changer.
Yeah, you really need to think outside the box. You really need to think about new product development, new thing. You really need to push a little bit more your boundary to get uncomfortable a little bit. But, you know, there's something good as well on the, you know, the good side of it. We can talk about it in the next episode. But, you know, it's about what you need to do to continue the legacy that you really, really want to build. And you just need to find a way to shift the way you think, and which is very difficult to do, especially if you're comfortable for many, many years.
Right. And that is the best place for us to end this episode. And folks, in the next episode, we are talking about solutions to all of this. So while the Australian coffee industry is experiencing a world of hurt right now, and there are cafes and roasteries closing left, right, and center, how can you, if you are in the coffee industry in Australia or around the world, prepare with solutions so that you may be able to survive this very volatile time in our industry? Yes, Noah.
Just to add something.
Yeah.
Cafes are closing, but roasters, they get absorbed. So
okay.
Not
that will be where we start. That will be where we start the next episode. Yeah. Peace, love, and peanut butter, folks. Have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on The Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.